your wife complain much about the hardships of raising a family? No?
We didn't whine. We had to do nothing.
Did you enjoy having a lot of children? Or do you wish you had fewer?
What do you expect?
Well, you must have some opinion. Were you glad that... Did you wish you had fewer children when you were raising them?
I don't know if I ever thought about it that way. It was a matter of course. We come along and we took care of the best we could. I was always satisfied with what I'd done. I'd done the best I knew how with what I had to do with. What more can any man do?
Did you ever take a vacation?
No. I stopped work once in a while. Never had ever taken a vacation. I took a vacation when I went west. I was a week on the railroad. You call that vacation. I used to go fishing from Saturday to Sunday night. Quite often. You call that a vacation.
What kind of parties did you and your wife go to after you got married?
Oh, same as we did when we were single.
Dances?
Yeah. Suppers.
Love card parties?
Card parties and dancing parties. And if there wasn't enough there to dance and there was no violin, well, we played cards.
What kind of cards?
Playing cards.
And what games?
Oh, euchre mostly.
Mm-hmm.
I play that a lot over in Canada now, in the neighborhoods there. You know that they're back about as we were 50, 60 years ago? Over there today.
In Quebec?
Ontario, and it was Quebec very much. And we'll go down to Fraser's Point fishing. The children are all up in Ontario. Ontario begins at Cornwall and goes clear through to Fort William, the head of Lake Superior. Ontario is a big province.
Did you set any goals for your children when they were growing up? Like, do you have any goals?
No, they none of it. That's what they wanted to do, what they could do.
Did you, were you strict with your daughters about how they when they went out, when they had to get back at night?
Not too bad. They behaved good. No fault of mine.
How much time did you spend away working, do you think, when you're raising the children?
Eh?
How much of the time did you spend away working?
Oh, I don't know that I could tell that. Off and on, months, 2 months, 3 months. And the first, the longest I was away was when I was out west. It was out there 3 months. The rest of the time, I was up in Chestertown, New York, you know where that is.
Chestertown, yeah.
I put up a big recuperation home there for one of my nieces. Took me all winter. Just remodeled the inside of a big building, or built onto it, made it a big building. There were 7 rooms when I got on. The recreation room, 15 by 28, all glass. Just a foot between 3 windows in a group. Different windows. There was one in the each end. 3 there, and then a big chimney, and then 2 over there are mullions, like that there. That's the mullion.
Were most of your jobs, carpentry jobs, in this locality?
Most of them. Mussini, quite a lot.
So you had to work a lot away from the home then?
Well, my home, quite a lot.
Did you work a lot for relatives or mainly for other people?
On the last end, yes.
Mostly for relatives.
three elders for the McManuses out there in Ontario.
Did you do anything special for your children when they got married? Like give
No, not much. And I didn't have money enough to do that.
Were all your children's weddings bigger than your own, or were they just small?
Just about the same. Some of them, some of them weren't. They got married and went away. They've done their own business, not mine.
Did you or your wife ever object to the people they were going out
with? Oh, not much. Pretty well satisfied.
Did the Depression, which came around 1930, make much difference in the way you lived?
Yes, it made quite a lot of difference with a lot of people. Not as much with us as it did with a lot of them because I was working for the county then.
On the road? Did you like working on the road?
Yeah.
Why'd you like it?
Because it was constructive. I was building something. I liked it. We worked at it for quite a long while. And through the Depression, why I was getting about $8 a day, and that was pretty good wages for them times.
How many children did you have at home during the Depression?
Oh, I gotta stop and think. I don't know. Eh?
There wasn't any in the 1930s, she doesn't think.
Who were at home with you, huh?
You had no children at home in the 1930s? She doesn't think.
Much better. I don't remember.
Did you rely more on what you grew yourself during the 30s than in previous years?
Quite a lot. More canning, dress off the beef and cook it all, can it all.
When you needed new furniture for the house, did you make it or did you go and buy it?
Oh, we buy it.
In the 1930s, you worked mainly on the road. When did you stop working on the road?
When?
Yeah, what year?
The year after Oscar died, how long was that? You ready to go?
Yeah, okay.
Quit that fall.
When you worked on the road, is that all you did was just work on the road? When you worked in the road, was that your only job?
No, I worked 3 years on the yards. I fixed 2 yards in gas station yards. Blacktopped them. Leveled them and blacktopped them. I done two in Placid. Two in Saranac. Four in Malone. In Malone. One in Hogansburg. I think that's it.
Did blacktopping pay better than ordinary road work?
Yes, in a way. But I didn't have nobody over me at all. I was the head of the help. They told me what they wanted, and I done it. Leveled the yard and drained it whichever way that it didn't drain. Dug it out, put on 4 inches of rough stone and tar, and then finished with tar via on top, fine stone. And they finished, leveled it and rolled it. I worked for old man Duffin Company. Dan Duffin in my home. I don't know where Dan is now, whether he's dead or not. You know anything about him?
I've never heard the name.
Well, he used to own that little shop up the river from the bridge before you got down to French Hill, right opposite Brown Street, across the road. Well, that's where their business was. He was a contractor. and he took these jobs for the Standard Oil people. Well, I done the one at Pond's. They sell Standard Oil there. And I did the one on the corner of Fort Covington and Main Street. Chevrolet was there then. I guess they already dealt with me. I did that yard there. I did the one right across the road from Pond's. I forget who was there then. I don't know who was there now. Just behind the newspaper office there, the little alley.
Gas station.
I fixed that yard and down in below behind it. It's quite a big yard there. It used to be a car park for taxis. At that time, I think Will Marlowe was running the taxi business there. He dead then, Will. I fixed that one there, and then we went to Hogansburg and built that Standard Oil station there, just across the bridge, across from the St. Regis River to the left.
When you were working on the ordinary road, what did you do?
Foreman.
Were you ever just an ordinary worker? No.
Huh?
Were you ever just an ordinary worker and not the foreman?
No. Well, from 1917, the fall of 1917, I worked 2 months. My brother was foreman then. I worked on the crusher. That crusher that fall, the next fall, the next spring I went on with a timekeeper and second boss. Kept it going. Sent it in to Malone.
All the time you were working on the road, did you do carpentry work as well?
No.
Did you?
Just took care of the road.
And the farming?
Yeah. I had an old man on the farm with the boys.
Did your farm suffer while you were working on the road? Did it go downhill?
Quite a lot. I can see it today. It was a mistake.
But did you do what?
That I went on the road. I meant better if I just stayed right on the farm. I couldn't see it.
What did you see? What was the advantage of going on the road as you saw it then?
Well, it was cash. We got to $8 the first 3 or 4 years, and then we got up to $10. That looked like a lot of money. A week. $10 a day.
But you felt you would rather stay on the farm?
And I think I'd made better. Because after I quit all that, the children were all away. But I went back on the farm all alone. Just my wife and I. Made more money than I did on the road. Didn't know that before. So that helped.
How did the farm go downhill while you were working on the road?
Well, you know what boys will do when there's nobody to boss them. They do just little as they can. Get by. They done pretty well, but some of the time they didn't amount to much.
Who'd you sell the farm to? Back to the carpentry work, did you get paid by the hour or by the job, one lump sum?
Well, most of the time I was on a job, because I didn't carry any insurance. I'd let the party that I was billing for carry the insurance.
Mm-hmm.
I'd do it under this system. I'd take a contract to build the house,
mm-hmm.
but to be paid by the week, standard wages.
What were standard weekly wages?
At that time, 75 cents an hour.
How many hours a day?
10.
So about $8 a day. What did you buy mainly with the money?
Hmm?
What did you buy with the money mainly? Was a house?
A little more than you said, left the rest at home to get the family.
Did you spend a lot of money on the farm implements and on the cattle?
Quite a lot.
What was your opinion of Franklin Roosevelt?
I never had any use for him.
Why is that?
Because I didn't.
Any idea why?
Yes, but I don't want to express it. You're a Democrat, I know it.
No, I'm a Republican.
You are?
Yeah.
I thought you think you're Irish, ain't you? McGowan?
Family's always been Republican.
That's right. Now, I thought the McGowans were Democrats. Oh, Charlie was Democrat.
But we're not related to them.
Same name.
Not related at all. Did you object to Roosevelt's Social Security measures?
Well, the Social Security was all right. I'm only telling you about Roosevelt that a lot of people don't know. Perhaps a lot of people do know. What he did, they claim he broke the Depression. He brought the world back on Earth again. McKinley hadn't that all figured out. But the Democratic House, both houses, wouldn't grant it to him. They were Democrats.
You mean Hoover?
Yeah, Hoover.
Hoover.
He had that all figured out, and it was all there. And he put it up to the houses, but they wouldn't take it. But the minute the Democrats went in, and they had the whole Democrat house and the Democrat president, they put it right through. And Roosevelt got the credit. Now, what are you going to tell about that kind of fella? Now, a lot of fellas, people tell me that he saved the world, he saved the people. He was dying for the want of money. Well, what did he do? If you had a $50 bond, it was worth only $25.
When did you get your first car?
Oh, I don't know. I swapped a Kel for an old Dodge. I never drove a car.
Never drove a car?
I drove it around on the farm and around the crossroads and all over there and put it in the garage and take it out again and all that, but I never was on the road. I was too nervous. In the car.
Your children drove you around when you got rid of the horses?
Well, either that or I hired somebody.
How many cars did you have?
Chevrolet was a car that Oscar had when he died. He just made one payment off. I took it over and finished paying for it. Children wore it out.
Driving it around the farm?
Taking it when they wanted it. When I worked Saranac, well, we drove night and morning. One of the boys worked with me all the time. He drove the car, warned it. Saranac and back. And I worked most all one winter there at St. Regis Falls. Yeah, I built that park in the middle of St. Regis Falls. That little park. Mm-hmm. That fountain. Set out all those trees. I built that. Right in the middle of winter. Set those trees out right in the middle of winter. They all grew but four or five. There were hundreds of cedars made in red all the way around it. The side to the west, when the store burnt, it was just a driveway between the store and that row of cedars. It killed them to that row, both of them. That was years afterwards when the store burnt. They were up quite big. They were supposed to be 4 foot when I set them out, pretty near that. The two sentinels in the middle were spruce. They were supposed to be 30 foot high, about 6 inches through. I set out two of those and both of them grew. Right in the middle of winter.
What year was that?
As long as I can remember.
About, even within a couple of years? Within a couple of years?
Well, it was either the year after or 2 years after Oscar died. I can remember that. I was on the Fay Road when Oscar died, working there. And I up and wanted a man to do that kind of work. He took those jobs in the spring early.
After 2 years after Oscar died, in 1938.
Well, that's about it. And we were working on the Fay Road. And Dustin came down there one day and asked Fred Wright if he could spare one of us fellas to go on the level of yard. We couldn't find anybody, you see. We could find plenty of laborers, but we couldn't find a man that understood it. He came down there, and then talk with Fred. Fred said that if Orville wants to go, he said he's the best man I know of to do that kind of work. He said, I think he could do it for you. And he said, if he wants to go, he says, if he wants to go when he gets done there, well, his job's still good on the county. So, well, I said, I'll go, but I want to go for the same wages. I got a dollar an hour or more. Nothing. Okay. I went up there and Placid fixed that yard. When we got that one done, why the other fellow crossed the road, he wanted one. So Duffin done that one. So we done two there in Placid. We done two in Cernak. But I done one in Malone before I went up there. Did Pond's yard first. And we learned something, all of us. Around the island where the pumps are, the tire wouldn't stay pouring gasoline on it, spilling it, you know, more or less. Could eat it all up, it'd go away. Could eat it right off the stone, the tire right off the stone. So today they build cement around those islands. The rest of it is dark. But we didn't know that then. We didn't know too much about that stuff at that time.
Who took care of the farm during the 1930s?
Oh, the children and grandma. And I had an old man working there. Stayed there. Old Pete Grayton. You know Ed Grayton used to be on College Avenue?
Grayton or Grattan, you mean?
Yeah, Grattan.
Grattan. Yeah, I've heard the name.
Their great-grandparent or grandfather, I don't know which, because Ed's, these are Ed's children that's there now. And this Ed was a son to this old fellow that's taken the
farm. How many cows did you have then?
I think it was 15 at that time.
How many cows did you have when you sold the place?
There was plenty of cows. That's been put in. That's down.
In 1940, what were you doing for a job?
Oh, I was probably doing some garment work somewhere. I can't remember dates.
Okay.
I'll tell you.
It's around World War One, World War Two, the beginning of World War Two.
I was on the farm there in World War II. Milton was in the army. Dick was married. Lived working in the scene, so I was all alone on the farm.
Did any of the children ever live with you while you were on the farm?
I had Dick.
When you first married?
Yeah, when he was first married. Well, he had three children.
And he did the farm work while,
Well, he was supposed to. Somehow it didn't turn out that way.
Any of the other children ever live with you for a while?
Your grandfather did. When? And your father did. Rather, your father and mother lived there with two girls, one summer, part of one winter.
Children often calling you for help or?
Oh, sometimes. Not too often. Sometimes.
Well, what would you do for them?
Oh, help them. Whatever they wanted. When I could do it. Except something. As I said before, I do a lot of hours. Houses for the children. Built a set of houses for Warren down there in Pauling. Built one all over for Orville. That 40 hell is two stories high. There was a lot of work in it.
When was that? Around what years?
Oh. I know. Grandma was in the hospital after she got out of the hospital. We stayed there with French's folks. Somewhere about 12, 15 years ago.
15 or 18?
Hmm?
15 or 18, Aunt Violet says. 15 or 18 years ago.
Well, it was... Mother's been dead 13, new 13 years this coming month. And she was sick 8 years. About the time she was sick.
What did you do after World War II? Still farmed after World War II?
Oh, I farmed it a little. Of course, yeah.
Who was helping you then on the farm?
I had Donald there a while, and I had Bob there a while. Donald stayed there a couple of years, went to school.
Donald Langlois, is that?
Yeah, Donald, yeah. Stayed there and went to school. Bob come out and stayed a couple of years. They worked around there when they couldn't get work anywhere else. They'd work around there and help me do chores. Help with the cook.
Between 1940 and 1950, did you get more money from carpentering or more money from the farm?
Oh, I got more money from carpentering.
Did you have a carpentry job almost every month during those years?
Oh, well, I helped most all summer. Didn't work in the winter time them days.
On the winter, you worked on the farm?
Yeah, cut up the wood. Okay, cattle.
When you were in the summer, let's say between 40 and 50, when you were doing a carpentry job, who was taking care of the cattle? Your grandsons or?
Well, I didn't do much carpentering one that time. I was just taking care of the farm for a year. The time after Grandma started,
did you find that you lost any of your skill during the years you were
no,
just farming?
You know, you get awkward with a hammer, you get awkward with a saw, you get awkward, but you know what to do. But it ain't so handy to do it as when you're doing it right along every day. You know that in school, it's that same thing. In school every day, there's something that bothers me every hour you come home from a vacation. Got it all got to get back in harness again. Well, that's the way it is with any kind of work.
Did you earn more money between 40 and 50 than ever before, or how were you off financially? When were the best, or let me put this way, when were you the best off financially all through your life?
Oh, I don't know.
What years were your best years?
I don't know how you could figure that out.
True.
I never had money enough. You never had money enough, you know. You always someplace for it.
Were you more comfortable during the years 40 to 50 than you were in the years before?
Oh, I think so.
Where are you living on the farm? After you sold the farm in 1953, where did you live?
I stayed over to McManus. They built that house in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
I stayed there for 10 years.
And while you stayed there, what did you do? You built their house? And
I built their house in the middle and the garage. And then I built a house across the road. I built that house. And I went and built that barn out in Canada and come back. There. While I was gone, I wasn't there.
When did your wife first take sick?
Well, as I say, I don't remember the date. I can't remember the dates.
What'd she have?
She had a shock. Caused high blood pressure. Got glaucoma, lost her eyesight.
Did that happen before you sold the farm or after? Before. Did somebody stay there and take care of her when she had it, or? Violet stayed there most of the time with
her. No, she didn't stay there, but she'd come once or twice a week. I thought I'd have been on most of that.
Did you do as much with the garden when your wife was taking sick as you as
no,
she
not
did?
After. Before that we did. We sold a lot of vegetables.
Did you have a stand out in the road or did
no.
you just go to the market?
Take it right to town and sell it. From house to house.
House to house? How many years did you sell your vegetables in Malone?
Oh, pretty much all the time we was there. More or less, we had something to sell also.
Did you have a special car?
No, we had done it with the horse. Milk wagon.
Now, what were the prices you... What were the main vegetables you sold?
1950, you still had horses?
Selling horses. Vegetables.
Yeah.
Driving horses.
Driving horses in 1950?
I always had horses on the farm.
Did you like horses?
Eh?
Did you like keeping horses?
No, but we needed them. I liked cows, but I never liked a horse very well. But I knew it was necessary, I had to get them.
Did you have sheep on the
no.
farm? You didn't?
I got all of that when I was a boy. I didn't want any sheep.
What didn't you like about sheep?
Oh, I don't know. I just didn't.
Were you driving horses into Malone as late as 1950?
I never drove anything else.
But you were driving them into Malone at that time?
I had a good pair of horses on the farm when I sold them.
How did your wife and you get along during the 1940s after your children left?
Pretty good.
Better than before the children were?
Oh, I don't know. Is there any difference in one time or another? Pleasant how she took sick. She couldn't believe she was blind. Never believed. She's going to get better.
So, your wife's... When you sold the farm, you went to stay with McManus's. Where did your wife go?
Violet.
So you were living apart?
Yeah. Stayed back on the farm there with Violet for 2 or 3 years.
How often did you get to visit her?
Huh?
How often did you get down to visit your wife?
As often as I could.
Did you dislike being apart, or?
Well, it got where I couldn't take care of.